This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers and ag industries are facing overwhelming amounts of uncertainty, with challenges coming from every direction, from unpredictable weather to fluctuating market prices to labor shortages and evolving regulations and trade situations. It often feels like the pressures just keep piling on. Each season is bringing new hurdles, making it harder than ever to plan for the future and stay resilient in an industry that never slows down. Well, we're going to hear about the plans of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
NASDA, or the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, has recently put forth its commitments and priorities for 2025 and has made passing a new farm bill its top priority. CEO Ted McKinney says research funding for universities is also high on the list. Other key issues are included as well.
We're not worried about applied research. I mean, companies like the seed companies, the equipment companies, the biologicals, livestock genetics, they are doing very well. We're talking about that basic research, those labs that go do things like invent hybrid seed corn from what happened in the 1930s and 40s. And my goodness, there's a lot of room for that with gene editing and other things like that.
McKinney emphasized the importance of strong partnerships between federal and state governments, noting that they play a crucial role in supporting agriculture. However, he also expressed concern about potential challenges in maintaining and strengthening that collaboration.
When cuts are coming on those areas, or the people that perform in those areas, we're kind of interested. So we're not wringing our hands yet, because we still think that those are likely to be sustained and maybe even replenished. But we're in that gray zone, that fog area where we don't really know, which is where a lot of this is these days. So we have to keep that going, because it's our food safety at many, many levels that's in question.
Labor also remains a top concern for NASDA, especially the need for year-round agricultural workers. McKinney stresses that immigration and guest worker programs must be improved to ensure farmers have a reliable workforce.
We need full-time employees in dairies, growing more so in swine operations and even in poultry. We just can't get the labor that we need. So to help us move from a seasonal program only to a guest worker, nobody's saying make them citizens yet, but move that guest worker to a seasonal, right, year-round, is very much one of the priorities.
And, of course, trade is also a top priority, especially in the situation we're finding ourselves.
Mike, the plus-ups that we're getting through a couple of programs have been simply magnificent. If the need to diversify away from China, not leave China. We'd love to keep selling them as much as they'd like, but we have to diversify. It's probably a wise risk management strategy anyway. Well, then you better go get to know those other countries and those purchasers and those farmers and those industries there.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.